Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The forest, once a cacophony of chirps, coos, and caws, stands now as a stark mausoleum to what once was, a silent sentinel guarding the memory of melody. Where trees arch towards the sky like the worn ribs of a lifeless leviathan, the air is so still that one can almost hear the sorrowful surrender of nature. Echoes through empty canopies, the haunting absence of birdsong. Invites you, dear reader, into a world where avian anthems have been replaced with the ghostly whispers of what we've lost. Imagine waking up to a world silent as snowfall, a sky barren of its aerial performers. Birdsong, once the symphony of dawn, has been muted, extinguished by the pervasive spread of environmental degradation. Our previous features, engulfed by silence, the vanishing of birdsongs, and sequencing the silence, what nature's quiet tells us, touched upon the seriousness of this crisis. Now we venture deeper into the depths of a dying soundscape. The stark silence in our woods and fields is more than an absence. It's a powerful symphony of loss, both environmental and cultural. As the struggle for survival intensifies, our feathered kin find themselves on the brinks of existence. The elegy for our ecological companions sings a tune of relentless human progress and its accompanying discord. The loss of birds is not merely an ornithological concern. It whispers of the broken bonds between humanity and nature's delicate web of life, a pattern we've shredded with little thought for the consequences. Dive with us into the catacombs of conservation literature, exploring what the silence in our backyards and beyond truly means. Scientists warn of the ecological cascade, the domino effect sparked by the disappearance of even the smallest bird. From insects to plants, from soil to water systems, every earthly process is intimately serenaded by wings and beaks. Their vanishing songs are the somber notes to a dirge for the ecosystem services that once flowed freely. They say silence can be deafening, and this is no poetic exaggeration. In the void of birdsong, we've welcomed a disturbing dissonance, the growl of machines, the hiss of burning forests, and the clangor of industry. These mechanized marches drown out not just bird calls, but the very essence of biological diversity, where nature's chorus once rose in harmonious abundance. Now there is a hollow echo, a resounding alarm for the environmental upheaval we face. Our search for the vanishing voices of our avian allies reveals haunting truths. Art and literature, historically abuzz with the inspiration drawn from winged muses, confront an identity crisis as the muses themselves fade away. Empty nests beget empty pages, and painters' palettes grow cold without the vibrant flutter that once stirred the soul. An entire facet of culture risks becoming yet another faded ghost story, untold and unheard. The truth is, the soundscape of our planet is changing. While we may have the technology to record and sequence the silence, to store the lost notes of countless species in digital archives, it's but a cold comfort amidst the warmth of living, breathing biodiversity. Our recordings can no longer serve as a wake-up call to action, but as solemn memorials to a confounded past and a sterile future. It's easy to delude ourselves into believing that such calamity is only the lore of a distant dystopia. But the confronting reality is that this narrative isn't reserved for the pages of speculative fiction. It's the chilling tale of our present predicament. A world devoid of birds is a world bereft of a vital thread in the tapestry of life, a harbinger of ecological collapse. So as we tread through these empty canopies, let us mourn not just for the loss of birdsong, but for the future generations that may never know the magic of a morning greeted by nature's chorus. In this cacophony of silence, our own survival hangs in the balance, teased out on trembling wings that may never return.